Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Today is the annual Sweetwater Oaks Garden Club Garden Fair at Protegrity Plaza. And it's going to go from 10 a.m. this morning to 5 p.m. Then tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And it's at 260 Wakiva Springs Road in Longwood, Protegrity Plaza. And I'm going to be there at 1 p.m. Please come out and see me. And I'm going to be talking about container gardening and showing you what to do, how to design a container garden, and give you lots of my tips. So I'm going to be there today. And so I would love to have you come out there. On the 15th of March, I'm going to be at Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland. And I am going to be a talk. It's going to be also on containers. And I'm looking forward to seeing Howie and Karen and walking around their nursery. It's always so beautiful. Did you have a great time when you went?
I had an amazing time. It was funny because I kind of snuck in, and so they didn't know it was me. And I didn't see Howie, because like Howie and Karen will recognize me, and sometimes Scott will, their assistant. Yeah. But they had people helping, and so I kind of slid in. So I handed them the one young lady, Addie. She came up to me, and she's like, hey, she's like, can I help you? I said, well, I have two lists. I have a list here, and then I have one in my brain. I said, this is for, you know, somebody else. I said, but can you write the name on it? And she's like, so she wrote down your little list that you gave me and everything. And she's a boss. And it's funny, because She's going to be a business owner one day.
Right.
And let me tell you, why. Because her grandfather, I guess, was helping. And she turned to her grandfather and says, here, you need to get these.
So she designated it out. Yeah.
So she's like, you know, but they were just very helpful. And then I was like, hey, can you write Teresa on the outside? And you could kind of see their face go, Teresa. Okay. And so then, she goes, okay. She's like, so then I started picking mine up. I got like this one, and I would like this one. And they go, well, what name do you want me to put on it? And I go, Lizzie. And they were like, and you could see them, like the wheels really
That sounds familiar, Lizzie and Teresa.
So then when I walked in, I saw Howie, because he was helping customers to check it out. And I saw Karen, and she was, you know, helping and stuff. And he was like, hey, he's like, it's Lizzie. And all of a sudden, I was like, oh, so amazing staff. A beautiful selection. A beautiful selection. And here's the thing, with Addie, here's what she did. I had one of the grand brats with me, okay? And she goes, is it okay for me to walk with him? And they have a very secure location, so I felt comfortable. I'm not one of those. I mean, I make sure I can see. If I can't see you,
yes,
that means a boogeyman can see you. That's what I've taught my kids and grandkids, okay? So I was okay. So she walked him over, helping to pick out a honey plant. It smells like honey.
Oh.
And so, yeah, so we picked it out, and he bought it. And so just... I mean, everybody there, because everybody was like, okay, and before I said my name, it was like, hey, can I help you? Do you need help? Do you need soil? Do you need this? So
they're very helpful there.
Yeah, if you're looking for something, just please go to Peterson's, because, and I'm so happy with my roses, you know what I mean?
Good
and
for
I got
you.
Like I got their azalea.
They look gorgeous, and they've been blooming nonstop since you got them.
So yes.
All gorgeous.
Yes.
Well, that's great. Well, last week I had an email from Joanne in Maitland, and she went out to Quality Green Specialist Nursery, and she was going there to buy plants because we, you know, he's a sponsor of our radio show, so she wants to, you know, check it out. She was blown away by the fruit trees.
Really?
She said, Teresa, oh my goodness, the fruit trees were amazing. So Quality Green Specialists in DeLand, 335 West Michigan Street, you have to go check out.
Yes.
The beautiful, beautiful deciduous fruit trees. The leaves are popping out. They are definitely going to have fruit this year with all the chill hours we've had so far. And so it's going to be great. And then also, too, we have a wildflower festival, Florida Wildflower Festival, coming up in DeLand. And so you'll hear more about that. So you want to know where it is so you can go and get all these beautiful plants. So this is the time to buy plants, I'm telling you. So it is a great time. This is the perfect time to start growing tomatoes and peppers and eggplant. And you can go to the nurseries and pick them out. I got Tony a cowhorn and a banana peppers. We love banana peppers. Mm-hmm. But then also we're growing Gary Bachman's peppers. And
nice.
They are wonderful. And so if you go to the Urban Heritage Nano Farm, the Heritage Cottage website, and I'll be posting it. And if you give a, the discount code is Teresa, T-E-R-S-A, you will get a discount, a really nice one. So
that's really nice. Want, Gary and his wife did
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Katie, they're mm-hmm. they're so awesome. And so you'll get that. I'll be posting that in our Facebook page today. Or you can go onto our Facebook page and look at the post from last week, and you can catch it there too as well.
Yes.
So that's great. 1-888-455-2967. We know you're woken up by now. You have your little morning beverage there. You can give us a call or you can text us. Let us know you're out there. 23680. Let's say hi to Mike in Venice. They had 1.5 inches of rain last week on Monday. And the lawns, he says, are looking great. Well, that's great, Mike. Thank you so much for letting us know. It is a lawns are going to, you know, go ahead and start greening up. And then at the end of March, first part of April, that's when we're going to fertilize. Hold off just a little bit longer. We still have a couple more cold snaps, not freezes, but just a little bit cooler temperatures that are going to allow the grass to warm up gently. And then you want to go ahead and fertilize. And then that way it'll take them through the summertime. And so that will be good. So I'm really pleased. I heard from someone last week that said, you know, the sand, zoysia grass, doesn't grow well. Yeah, it does grow fine here. All kinds of grasses grow fine here. It's how you maintain them. Hmm. You do want to make sure that you have the proper, correct irrigation that you get head-to-head coverage from your irrigation emitters. So if you have rotors, head-to-head coverage. That means they overlap each other in the middle, but that one head will hit the other head means that you'll get uniform distribution. That's what it's called, uniform distribution. And that way it will get enough irrigation. Now, if you don't have the heads hitting each other, then you're going to have bare spots that don't get any water at all. And then you go, oh, well, it's not getting water, so I'm going to turn on the water longer and it'll get enough water. It's not getting any water at all. So if you turn it up to give to irrigate more, it's still not going to get enough water. Head-to-head coverage on your irrigation system. That's going to be important. And we don't have to use it once your landscape is established. Then it's based on rainfall. And as you can see, this month, we're going to get about 3.25 inches of rain. Now, with the temperatures, that's going to be plenty. It's maybe 1 or 2 irrigation cycles needed. St. Augustine only needs, Bahia grass only needs 1 to 1.5 inches of water a week. Zoysia grass needs about 1.5 inches of water a week. If you water more than that, you're creating a short root system. And the shorter root systems will need more water. So you want to push them down deeper. You just don't want to keep feeding them because the roots and the lawn is going to take the water, but eventually it's going to, you know, decline. It's going to be more susceptible to diseases, more susceptible to insects, more susceptible to weeds. Weeds love water. In fact, if you have dollar weed in your lawn, you have an overwatered lawn, unless you live on a lakefront. Now, if you live on a lakefront shoreline, then it's a native plant. It's going to grow in your yard at the shoreline. But if you do not live near a water body and you have dollar weed, then you're going to, you're overwatering, basically. There's no drainage there. And that's a good thing to check is, does your lawn have drainage? Okay. And, you can poke a stake in the ground and see how deep the soil goes. You can get a measuring it That way you know exactly where it's going to go. Some of the HOAs, the communities, bring in clay, bring in dirt from other parts of the state, and it has clay in it. And you may have a layer of clay underneath there that keeps the water from draining. So about 2 feet down, it's the water's just sitting there. And then you water twice a week, and the water doesn't go anywhere. And that's where you start to get your rot and your other issues. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. I've got a great question from Anthony, who had a little mishap with his Venus flytrap.
Oh.
And so we're going to be talking about that in the next segment of what he can do. And then we have my top five plants today. And wait till you see them. They're gorgeous. You can go on to she-consulting.com and get a heads up on it. If you'd like to see my favorite, my top five this week, beautiful pictures, just gorgeous. And I love it. So I don't know who asked if they can plant corn now.
Who asked?
I don't know where you live. Let me know where you live. Okay. And a perfect text message. Lizzie, tell them what a perfect text message is.
Yes, first name or a name that you'd like to go by. We do need to know the city or zone only because Teresa can give you the accurate information for growing or planting or trimming or fertilizing or whatever. And then a brief question on what is it you want to know. So, yeah, so your name, your location, and then, but yeah, but don't forget the name that she used because we do kind of, we do store the name so we're able to, you know, refer to it. We don't give it to anybody, but
right.
Yeah, but I've had like a Jane one week, and it's saved under Jane in the city, so we can quickly refer to where you're from, so she can answer the question quickly. And then they change their name a few months later to Sue or something. I'm just like, well, but you know what? I go and I change it because that's what they want to be called. So.
There you go. And it just helps because I can give you better information if I know exactly where you live, because what you do in North Florida, you may not do it in South Florida. Come out and see me today at the Sweetwater Oaks Garden Club Garden Fair. It's going to be today and tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 4. I'll be speaking at 1 o'clock on container gardening. I would look forward to seeing you. Come up and say hello. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. So we got a text back from Catlin, and she is in Orlando, and she wants to know if she can plant corn right now. And yes, you can, Catlin. Go ahead, and you can be planting it. This is the time to be planting your warm season vegetables, like your eggplants, tomatoes, peppers, and then also summer squash. You can also be planting your herbs, lots of every herb, especially rosemary, thyme, oregano, all of the cilantros. You can be planting all of the herbs right now. It is a good time to be planting dahlias. If you love dahlias, yes, you can grow them in Florida. This is a good time to plant them. Canna lilies and gloriosa bulbs too. The gloriosa lily is so beautiful, and it's one of those plants that hangs upside down, and it is red and yellow, just gorgeous. And you can find them in the stores right now at your independent mom-and-pop stores. And you can even order them online and get them in the ground. That'll be fine. Caladiums. This is a time to be planting caladium bulbs if you don't have any in your yard. And if you already have them in your yard, they should be popping up right now. You should be probably doing really well with them. And they just multiply every year, so it's a great time to have them. It's also time to be planting watermelon and cucumbers, and so you'll have a late spring harvest on those just in time for the summer season starting there. So it is a wonderful time to plant anything you like. If you have a gardening question about what you should plant, give me a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. So I had an email from a wonderful listener, and he said that Anthony, and he said that he's been growing his Venus flytrap for years, over 6 years, and it's done beautifully. And then he had some visitors, and his Venus flytrap just declined like overnight. And he thinks that they watered them. So he was wondering if what he could do to help keep his Venus flytrap alive. And so, very important, I reached out because I've got a lot of great networking. And we do have Kenny Coogan, who is the carnivorous plant expert. And he is going to be at Lou Gardens next week for their plant sale, March 8th through the 9th. And you can go see him there. He'll have lots of carnivorous plants there. But he just says that it should recover, but it needs a lot of sunlight, Anthony. So it needs to sit in water, 1/8 to 1/4 inch of water during the growing season, which is Valentine's Day through Thanksgiving. And in the wild, they live in an area that has moist to damp soils, but they also need to have, they cannot use water with fluoride in it. So the water that you water it with must be rainwater, distilled water, or reverse osmosis water. And that's very important. So it might be that they put some faucet water on the plant and it didn't take it well. Tap, city, and well water will kill Venus flytraps. So during the winter, they can dry out slightly, but they still remain damp. So make sure it's getting lots of sunlight, Anthony. See if it will recover. Cut off the dead portions and let it come back from the roots. Hopefully it will. And let me know how you do. So it is very good. But Kenny Coogan, I can't wait to go out there to Lou Gardens and see him next week. And he'll be fine. So you do want to come out and see me today at Protegrity Plaza. The Sweetwater Oaks Garden Club Garden Fair is on today and tomorrow. Lots of great plants, lots of vendors with great garden ornaments and things to use in your garden. So check it out. I'll be there at 1 p.m. and we'll be talking about container garden. Let's go to Joe in Tallahassee. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
Freezing to death.
It's cold up there. How cold did it get last night?
Yes, ma'am. It was 36 degrees this morning.
Oh, my goodness. That is, we've had a winter this year, have we not?
Yes, ma'am. Well, that's part of my problem.
Uh-oh. What's going on?
Well, first off, you know, so I heard your phone number.
Yes.
You know, you don't want to dial 800-445-2967.
No, did I say 800?
No, ma'am, you didn't. But that's what I dialed, and it was an interesting. It was an interesting connection.
Was it a bad line? Was it a bad one?
Well, I guess it just depends on your perspective.
I am so sorry, but you got the right one. 1-888-455-2967.
Yes, ma'am.
That'll wake you up in the morning.
I've tried to grow satsumas, and this is probably my second batch of trees or my third. And we get much colder than Orlando or South Florida. I look out there today, and I had wrapped the trunks, and I had covered them with those winter bags, and they're graveyard dead, I think. You know, the branches are breaking off at the ends. Now, the trunk above the root graft looks like it might be alive, and there's some little sprouts coming out, but I'm 64 and I don't have 10 years to wait.
No, well, satsumas are pretty much they're a lot cold hardier than, you know, regular citrus. And so I'm just wondering, so are they in full sun?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and how often do they get watered?
I just was listening to you this morning. When I first plant them, you know, every 2 days I think I've been watering them out to the drip line.
Right. So you water them by hand?
No, ma'am. I have a little
bubbler,
jerry-rigged sprinkler system set up to where I have them on a timer.
Okay. And how long have they been in the ground?
Well, those have been in the ground almost a year.
Okay. And how often do you water them?
Right now, about every 2 days, 3 days.
Yeah.
I had backed off because we had been getting some rain.
Yeah.
And they were pretty dormant, and actually they looked, like I said, they looked dead.
Yeah, citrus trees don't go dormant, just to give you a little bit of advice. So you're probably overwatering them. Citrus does not like water. Okay, and so when we're talking about watering citrus, when they're established, now if it was in the heat of the summertime and you were just planting them, that every 2 days would be worthwhile. But once they're established, then they only like about a gallon to a gallon and a half of water a week. Okay, so that's okay. Not a lot of water, and they may just be rotting. Okay, so how often do you fertilize it?
I use those jobs, those sticks, twice a year.
Yeah, that's okay. So the fertilizer needs to go throughout the other. I like to use a slow release fertilizer on them. So would just say if they're sprouting out again, okay, they're going to recover. I would cut back on the water. You want to water them about once a week, with these cooler temperatures, once a week, and see how they do. And call me back in a month and let me know how they're doing.
All right.
All right, Joe. You're killing them with kindness. We're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. And now, Teresa's top five.
My top five this week are plants with great texture. Add interest to your garden bed and make it look spectacular by using these plants in your garden. Thatcia japonica spider's web. These have palmate leaves with spidery white lines throughout the leaves. They look really cool. Arizona cypress is my second one. And it's blue juniper leaves with a conifer fragrance. They look very lovely. Great contrast with other green plants in your yard. My third one is Colocasia esculenta Pharaoh's Mask. And the Pharaoh's Mask displays large, vibrant green leaves with protruding dark purple and pink veins that give it a three-sided dimensional effect. My fourth one, Alocasia asmonica poly, also known as African masks, has stunning dark green arrow-shaped leaves and lobed wavy edges that shine with veins at night. Their veins are kind of a bluish white, looks really cool in the garden. My last one is Calathea orbifolia. It's a round leaf Calathea, and it has silver green stripes on it, luxuriant large leaves, and it makes a great bold statement. So you can see all of these on my blog, on my website, which is she-consulting.com. Go over to the right and click on In Your Backyard, and you'll see the list there along with beautiful photographs of it. Thank you, Lizzie. I appreciate it. Let's go to Colette in Winter Haven. Good morning, Colette. How can I help you?
Good morning, Teresa. Yeah, I've got about four raised garden beds in my garden, mm-hmm. and we're on the edge of a lake. And I don't have a real good compost pile right now, so I take my kitchen veggies. One of them doesn't have anything growing in it uh-huh. except some sisu spinach in yes. the middle.
Okay.
And so when I dig a hole to bury my compost in it, I keep digging up a mole cricket.
A mole cricket?
And I'm wondering, a mole cricket. And I want to plant in the garden bed, you know, some tomatoes or beans or something.
Uh-huh.
But I'm wondering what to do to get rid of the mole crickets.
Okay, so interesting. So you know what a mole cricket looks like. You've identified it. It's not grubs?
No, it's not a grub.
It's mole crickets.
Yeah, it's...
Because mole crickets usually are in the dirt, but they usually come to the surface.
Okay, well, I haven't had it come to the surface, but grubs are more like a worm,
caterpillar, yeah.
That's in a U shape.
Yes.
Okay, so this is more like elongated, it has like an obvious head on it, and then the body.
Okay, it could be.
It's all around.
Yeah, it could be a mole cricket, and I don't doubt that. Okay, so this is, what do you garden in this? Do you have edibles?
Yes.
Okay. So we really don't treat for mole crickets anymore. And I will tell you why. You can use pesticides on them, but then you're going to have to change out your soil, and I don't want you doing that with your vegetables and your herbs
exactly.
and things.
Exactly.
Right. So yeah. there yeah. are so mole crickets, about, I would say, 15 years ago, University of Florida came out with a biological control that works really, really well. And it is called the Lara bicolor wasp. And what this wasp does, it literally hunts down, their food source is mole crickets. And it hunts down the mole crickets, and it lays its eggs on top of the mole's kind of like head, neck area, right above the abdomen. And these little wasps hatch, and then they kind of kill and eat the mole cricket. So it's kind of good and gross at the same time. And so it's biological control.
Do the wasps go in the dirt?
They will go in the dirt. Yes, they will. And so then what they do is, so to attract those wasps, if you will plant pentas around your vegetable raised bed area, that the Lara bicolor wasp is attracted to the pentas too as well. Now these don't hurt you. These you rarely even see them, but the biological control works. Okay, and so what I would suggest is, how long have you had the soil in the bed?
Well, I started them 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay.
But I've added soil to them each year.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's smart. You're doing it correctly. Okay, so you might want to, after this season, go ahead and sterilize your, do a solarization of your raised bed to get rid of any insects in it. But right now, I don't really think the mole crickets are going to harm your vegetables a lot. I don't think that's going to be a big issue. They usually go after grass roots and stuff. But interesting, if you can find one, take a picture, send it to me. That would be great. Okay?
Okay.
Teresa.Watkins at live.com.
Usually I pick them out and throw them on the ground and step on them.
You know, that's kind of the best thing you can do. And you might want to do that. You might just want to sift that upper 6 to 8 inches of soil and just get them out.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, these are deep raised beds. They're like 18, 24 inches deep.
Wow, that's really good. Okay, so just go through, see if you can find them by hand, pick them out, and then plant some pentas and the mole crickets. You know, the biological control has been found to be very effective throughout the whole state of Florida. It's why we don't see them as much as we normally did back in the 1960s and 70s and 80s. And so I just remember them all around the tennis courts my parents used to play at night on, and the mole crickets were everywhere. And
yeah.
So Colette, that's great. Let me know how you do. You can get a mole cricket control, a pesticide at the store, but I kind of would like you to try and see if you see any damage. If you don't see any damage, then there's really no reason to do anything. But if you go through and just pick them out, or plant pentas and see if you can get a biological control going. That's a great question.
Yes, definitely.
I haven't
appreciate
heard about
that.
Mole crickets in a long time, only because the Lara wasp has been so effective.
Well, it was funny because I was sitting there going, mole crickets, what? Who? I haven't heard that verbiage in a long time.
Right? Yeah,
now,
you haven't.
Now, okay, so I am transferring. I don't know what you'd call it. I'm changing things up. Transplant. Is that it? No, because they're brand new.
Right. Okay. So you're redesigning.
Okay. There, I like that. Yes, redesigning. Okay. Because the hurricane took out one of my raised beds, and the others don't look like they're going to make it after this season, and I don't know if they'd make it through another hurricane season. So anyway, I'm going to the, 30-gallon nursery pots.
Yes.
So I'm trying something new. Now, I've used these in the past, but they were kind of under a semi sun and semi shade. Okay, so, and they did well. I mean, I had nice bell peppers and this and that. Now my catnip has exploded in them. This is the craziest thing I ever saw in my life. But should I take just one pot and only plant bell pepper?
should I only plant one bell pepper plant? Because I've done a few, but then I noticed that my bell peppers were coming out smaller. So I don't know if it's because the shade sun or multiple plants. Like I'd plant three plants in there.
Yeah, you should have room for three pepper plants in that size pot.
Right.
Fertilizing would probably help. So what do you fertilize with?
Black cow.
Okay. So that's great for the soil. That gives you lots of nitrogen.
Okay.
But plants need a little bit more than that, too, as well. So you do need to fertilize on a regular basis.
Okay.
Okay. And so I would use a regular balanced fertilizer with micronutrients in it.
Okay.
Okay. So if you go to the store, nurseries, mom and pop stores, and even, quality green specialists, they have great fertilizers with a lot of micronutrients. Azomite will be helpful there. So that's what you need to do. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're going to be back with more of your phone calls today. It's all about springtime. It's going to be here in 3 weeks.
I know the kids have like spring break the week after next it starts. I'm like, what?
Yes. We're looking forward to that. We do a lot of things with the grandkids during that week. So we're looking forward to it. And it's time to get your garden growing. North Florida, Central Florida, South Florida, lots of things to plant. Get all of your delicious foods. Just a simple, easy three. The tomatoes, bell peppers, onions you can plant. I just planted chives this last week, and it's just going to be so delicious. My garden smells great. So we're looking forward to that. And we'd like to thank Dana Venrick, Quality Green Specialist Nursery. Get out there and check his native plants, his native trees, his deciduous fruit trees. Everything looks great there. And then also Peterson's Nursery for their roses and all their great plant that they sell too as well. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.